GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Recall yesterday we talked of the anti-ICE rallies outside One City Center in Portland, and a listener wrote to us and said that they thought they saw in the coverage our friend Diane Russell in the crowd. Like we need an excuse to send a text message to Diane Russell, who's dialing in a little under the weather, but she's going to gird her loins to talk with us on GHRT. Hey, Diane, welcome back to the radio program. How are you?
Well, As you mentioned, I've been better. So if I cough my way through our chat, I'm sorry. But it's always great to hear from you guys.
Yeah, we've missed you. Where you've been hiding on us.
I have been. But can we have a moment to appreciate that you just said the word bombogenesis out loud?
Yeah, bombogenesis. That's high pressure moves off. It's going to feed that low, and it's going to blow a gale up our coastline tomorrow. You better hold on to your hat.
I'm going to. I'm going to hold on to my pretty shoes, too.
Yeah, that's scare words that we like to use.
Were you indeed at the anti-ICE rally outside One City Center in Portland over the weekend?
You know it. You know it.
We didn't doubt it.
Why?
I'm sure you didn't, George.
Why? What do you have against immigration and customs enforcement?
I think that what we're seeing with ICE is tactics that include Checkpoint Charlies, which are, we've seen them in Sherman, we've seen them in Brunswick. And my history teacher growing up, one of the great things about America is that we did not have Checkpoint Charlies, that we were free to move throughout the country. We're seeing ICE move in to places like Goodwill and Bangor, and arresting families based on racial profiling. We should not have companies or organizations like that who are targeting people based on the fact that they look Central American and speak Spanish. Last I checked, it was our constitutional right to speak different languages and to move freely across the country. The other big thing that's really disturbing is moving this into One City Center. So for folks that don't understand downtown Portland, that's a very significant office building. And to be having a holding cell in an office building is really problematic. And, you know, ICE in the Press Herald article said that they were only doing trafficking, human trafficking and drug trafficking investigations. Of course, nobody wants humans trafficked. Of course, we want to make sure that that drugs that are killing people are off the streets. But the fact of the matter is, when you put a holding cell in an office building, you're bringing people in to actively investigate and question who may actually be criminals, that is also a safety issue for all of the people that are in that building. We know that ICE is going to operate locations, but we do not believe that they should be operating in a downtown location. We also find it really suspicious that they're moving into downtown Portland just after the asylum seekers came here. And we absolutely want to make sure that our new Mainers in this state are protected.
Well, Diane, there's no question that the people, we're told 100 protesters. I don't know how many were there. We saw people with signs. There's no argument that the people had an absolute right to be out there. So even though you get some text messages saying they shouldn't be there, they have an absolute right. But the move comes during a period of time across the country when the Trump administration, which has talked about the deportation of people from Maine and other states who are here illegally. And from what we discern, from what we hear from the public, they're not opposed to that.
That, you know, the public was opposed to gay marriage until they really got to know people who were gay and learned that actually those rights should be extended to everyday people. We're talking about people who are fleeing very serious violence. In Central America, it's drug violence, and that drug violence is created based on our foreign policy and our drug laws and our drug demand for drugs. So when we look at the problems that are creating people, creating situations where people have to flee violence and they don't have any other option, in many cases, the United States is actually creating those humanitarian crises. So we either have to stop creating humanitarian crises, or we need to find some way for people to participate and become U.S. citizens. Sure, they should get to the back of the line, but there should be some pathway. And right now, There isn't, and we have a massive humanitarian crisis coming in at the border. We're seeing it in other parts of the world as well. And I think that we should make sure that when we create scenarios where people have to flee intense violence, then we have to take responsibility for that.
Why didn't they stop in Mexico?
Because Mexico happens to also be one of the most violent countries.
And we have violence here in the United States as well, so why come to the United States?
We have, sure, we have violence in the United States, but we do not have coordinated cartel ownership over government. We do not have gangs who are kidnapping every child out there.
Not every child, but we have a lot of gangs out there, and some of them are MS-13, and some of them came across the border. How do we separate the wheat from the chaff?
You mean how do we separate the people? We had actually a good process in place. In fact, if you remember Sandra Merlin, her husband was one of the first people to be taken and deported back to Guatemala, actually, here in the state. And he was not a criminal. He had made a mistake for sure early on when using a social security number he shouldn't have. But he actually had partnered and cooperated with the federal government. He had provided important support to them, and he was actually considered deferred. So they have this thing called deferred action, where you can actually stay in the country. And so I think we need to be thinking long term about how we target folks that certainly are criminals. Again, human trafficking, drug trafficking, absolutely, we need to address those issues. But for the everyday people who are coming here fleeing violence, we need to find a way for them to participate and to be able to earn their path to citizenship. And right now, there is no way to do that.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the ICE agents, do a job which the government has asked them to do for some years, which is prevent illegal immigration and prevent the unlawful trafficking of goods, including sex tourism, as a matter of fact, for children. They are overwhelmed. Everybody will agree. But the arrival of ISIS in downtown Portland is interesting, that it comes after the 400 migrants, primarily those from sub-Saharan African countries, Angola and the Congo, came into Portland. So do I read it correctly that you're attaching those two items together?
We do have very real concerns that this office is moving downtown almost immediately after a bunch of, new Mainers came, as you said, from Sub-Sahara, and they came up through the southern border and were bussed up here from Houston. We have very real concerns about asylum seekers, because they have up to a year to file their asylum claims, and they are still here legally, but their status is in question. And so there are very real concerns that ICE could be picking up people who technically have the right to be here, even if they aren't necessarily have all the paperwork in place to be officially legal, according to the government. It does not mean they are here illegally. And we also want to make sure that the asylum seekers that have come feel safe here, and that the refugees feel safe here. When you have U.S. citizens born and raised being kidnapped and taken into custody with proof of citizenship, and they are being held against their will, and people do not know where they are, that is well beyond the limits of the legal rights and the legal responsibilities.
I think you were coughing when George actually addressed the question to you, but you are equating the arrival of asylum seekers / new Mainers / immigrants, whatever you want to call them, with the move of ICE to this downtown location. Is there any indication that ICE was already planning this move before the immigrants arrived? You just can't move into one city center in a month's time.
Well, it's been a little bit more than a month since they've been here.
Okay.
Let's be clear about that.
But my very specific question to you is do you know that ICE moved there because the immigrants came in? Do we know ICE moved there because the immigrants came in? It's a black and white, a yes or a no.
Well, I don't know that there is a yes or no on that, because we don't know, but the timing is very suspect.
And by the way, the person that you mentioned to us who was the good citizen when I asked about separating the wheat and the chaff, did he enter the country illegally?
He did. He entered
illegally. Okay, he entered illegally. And did he take someone's Social Security number? Did he steal someone's Social Security number?
Let me finish, Rick. You always let me finish.
Okay.
He came when he was 16 in the middle of a civil war and did not speak the language and did not know that at that time, if he had applied for asylum, he would have received it.
So ignorance of the law is an excuse? Ignorance of the law is an excuse?
That's not ignorant. That's not an excuse. We're talking about people who are leaving serious violence.
But even if I give you that one, did he steal someone's Social Security number?
Yes, which is common practice, and he should not have done it. Okay. But in doing so, he helped the federal government. So, and the federal government made a decision that he should be deferred action. And that's like on the margin of a parking ticket or a speeding ticket. This person was the sole breadwinner. He was beloved in his community. He was beloved in his work. And he was one of millions of Americans who came here for a better life, just like the French did here, just like the Irish did, just like so many other cultures. And he put his head down and he did hard work so that he could build a better life.
Normally you and George mix it up on marijuana. I just wanted to mix it up with you on immigration. I hope that's okay.
She's running a fever today.
I won the marijuana fight.
You did. We'll see if you win this one.
Look, right, Diane, when you feel better, come back. We'd like to follow up because I don't know what comes next. We had the protests. ICE is there. The government's got a lot of power. I'm sure this is a story that will continue. We'll get back to you and maybe have you on again.
Get better, okay?
Sounds good.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.